Let's think about other things we might do at the beginning of a new year. I know, let's have a good sort out and a tidy up. Maggie Gallup from the Norfolk WI has been doing just that, especially when it comes to cookery books. But it has led to some interesting discoveries, as Jane will explain.
As a new housewife, I would buy old cookery books from charity shops, and I discovered amongst my collection two that were never initially intended to contain recipes, but they do, and some jolly odd ones at that. These two books were notebooks and leather-bound notebooks to boot. They'd been used in the past to record some form of school records, costs of purchases and minutes of meetings, which appear to have been held mainly in the vicarage. On some of the pages, someone had stuck recipes, some handwritten, some cut from newspapers. The original writings are dated 1875 to 1878, but the recipes are mainly from between the wars. There are addresses in both books. One is in Walkerburn in Peeblesshire, and another is 1 Belgrave Terrace. No other details with that one, but the Scottish address has a phone number, and I'm tempted to ring it. But it's the recipes that really tickle me. How do you fancy discreet liver? It states, so called because it must be mixed with discretion and eaten with the same. Plus, further down the recipe, it states, a judicious application of gravy should be added. Some of the stuck-in cuttings are advising you how to unravel wool, remove shine from garments, uses for odd pieces of soap, and how to freshen an umbrella. The mind boggles. There are a couple of pages devoted to going on holiday. It reminds us that an unfailing test of a good housewife is that she can rise to the occasion, especially when going on holiday. Always take a hamper. The hamper should contain a lobster curry, beef collops, I've checked, a collop is like a slice of bacon, and a loganberry sponge, which leads me to a further snippet found in my two non-cookery books. On the back of one of the stuck-in pages are some advertisements for holiday accommodation. Blackpool, the Riviera Hotel, 12 shillings and sixpence a week. A good place to take your hamper, I'd think. And I know what we're having for dinner tonight, discreet liver. I hope your 2021 will be better than 2020. I know I can't wait to meet up with all my WI friends again. Maybe I'll share some of my new recipes with them.
Thank you, Jane.